Recorded Books presents Crucible of Gold, a novel of Temeraire by Naomi Novik, narrated by Simon Vance.
Prologue. Arthur Hammond prided himself on a certain degree of insensibility in the cause of duty, an indifference to physical discomfort and even to social awkwardness, a squelching of the natural repugnances when these should interfere with the progress of a diplomatic mission. Other men, blessed with a greater share of the graces, could afford delicacy. He acknowledged himself a blunter instrument, and if he must be so, he must be the ideal blunt instrument, must be seen to be as heedless of himself as of others, the only possible justification, to be thought of, if grudgingly, "Oh, Hammond, intolerable, but he will see the job through." So he had cultivated where native tendency led, and seized without compunction or politesse whatever opportunity offered itself, with the consequence that he could, while not yet 30 years of age, call himself Ambassador Plenipotentiary to China, a post which he himself had contrived to establish, and which, in turn, had led him to his present miserable state, which put to bitter test his determined self-neglect. Frost grimed over the surface of the woollen blankets which he had wrapped even over his head, and the hideous swoop and lift of the great pale blue wings as the dragon dived to eat, at intervals too far apart to grow used to and yet too near to recover fully from one to the other. Hunger warred with nausea at every moment. There was meat and rice in his satchel, but he scarcely managed to worm his hand out of the coverings to feed himself once a day, and half his provisions were taken off by the wind in any case. He subsisted mostly on the strong rice wine.